Okay, council is back from executive session, and we are ready to take action on the last action item, which is personnel contract amendment. Mr. City Manager.
Hello, is that working? Yes, no? It died.
Just give him one of those. We got some.
Final party gift.
So I'm here to request the council authorize my signature as city manager on the contract amendment that authorizes me to, or the city to pay out an equivalent of 180 hours of leave time to Raven White Wolf to balance out her leave balance, vacation leave balance.
So moved.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Let's see. Now, wait a minute here. Who made that motion first? Okay. Councilor Hawkins moved and...
I seconded.
Councilor Erickson seconded. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried 7-0.
Thank you.
Raven, thank you for all your time and all the time you have.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But we take some time.
But take some time off.
Yeah, take some time off. I would like to propose that we do away this evening with the commission reports, and unless there's something really important in the department reports.
I just want to tell you one thing, which is important but really brief. I want to make sure you're all aware that I've appointed Alex acting community development director, which is a temporary reassignment under a memorandum of agreement with the union. It is not a promotion or a permanent placement.
Okay.
We're paying him something for that work.
Yeah.
It's expected that he would, he's still in the union and all of his other things stay the same.
Okay, good. Okay, so note the calendar dates, any unfinished business or new business? Okay.
We're not letting out that easy.
We're getting there.
He wants to drop in a blaze of glory.
This is going to work?
Thank you. So,
tomorrow night we've got the last public meeting with Tom Beckwith on the economic initiative, strategic economic initiative. We want two things to come out of that. The first one is a general consensus by the community that arrives to forward that report onto the council for acceptance. That's number one. The second thing is then to talk about how the next steps start to form. And I've been using the city of Chehalis as the example, where they've done this project. They've done it since the early 2000, and it's turned out to be a terrific way for the community to move forward. So tomorrow night we're going to introduce that subject again. We're going to talk about it with the community, whoever attends. The next steps then, report, Michael will bring it to you as an acceptance of the report. After that then, we want, my recommendation is for the, whether through the BDAC committee or city manager's office or however you'd like to form it, to move this, just keep the thing moving slowly forward. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to have rockets on it. It's just a way to keep the community engaged in the public mm-hmm. projects.
Mm-hmm.
We did fund, through the economic development request in last year's budget, $50,000. We've got about $1,700 that used already, and there's probably going to be another $8,000 to $10,000 potentially used to make sure that the visitor center is completely up to date and outfitted with new stuff. The remainder of that dollars can be used for economic development purposes, including having somebody, having Tom Beckwith, city manager, keep that ball rolling. It doesn't have to go fast. It just has to keep rolling. So that's just want to let you know about that. All right.
And that's at the senior center, right?
That's at the
community
senior center.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
And I encourage everyone to try to make that at 6:30. 6:30, about an hour. It won't be. I'm curious to see how many members of the public show up and what kind of input. Okay, if there's nothing else, meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, David.
Congratulations.
But we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yes, we were just talking about this.
Next time.